Episode 2812, What Does Craving Chocolate Mean?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and I really hope that you are ready and willing to focus on yourself with the new season coming around. Fall is here, believe it or not. We need to be paying attention to what our body is telling us. Yes, our body tells us exactly what we need. So the question of the day, what does craving chocolate mean? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Maybe one moment you're enjoying a cold, beautiful, tall glass of cold water, when now all you want is chocolate. What does craving chocolate mean? Our bodies are absolutely, positively amazing. The more I learn, the more I'm amazed. Speechless is an understatement. But what's really astounding is how your body knows exactly what it needs. It has its own recipe for life. Now, we try to come up with all these solutions so we can be the problem solvers of our everyday, and we want to balance out our lives. But our body is already telling us things. It's giving us signals. But the question is, are we paying attention? Well, cravings are simply that, a message of what is missing or depleted. However, most miss the alert, mainly because they're too busy. Yes, busyness is the badge of honor, and everybody wants to wear it, but nobody wants to continue to do the work and be healthy enough to do it. We just want it easy. We want it fast. We want to take the one pill. So what does craving chocolate mean? Well, there are many factors it can direct us to. Number one, the need to lower stress. If you're stressed, you tend to go for chocolate, which releases dopamine in the brain. Also, number two, the need for comfort or reassurance. So maybe you have stress, you're stressed out, there's a situation, you're anxious. All of this goes by saying, you know what, chocolate can reduce the stress feeling. However, there's another reason why you should be craving chocolate. A mineral depletion that is responsible for over 300 biochemical processes in the body. This mineral is essential to maintain normal muscle and nerve function, regulation of heartbeat, and normalization of blood pressure. Wow, it's jam-packed. And you're going to find the majority of it in your bones, too. I'm talking about over 60%. So which mineral could be depleted when you're craving chocolate? I feel like we need to have the Jeopardy song here. Do, 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 do. It's magnesium. We won't do the whole song because you won't stay here long enough to hear the answer. So it's magnesium, right? When magnesium is low, you can feel anxious. You may not even sleep well and have a challenging time dealing with stress. So are you lacking magnesium? Are you saying yes to any of those? Are you feeling a little stressed out? Maybe you're up too late. Oh, I am always up too late. As hard as I try, I'm always up late. Maybe you're feeling anxious for whatever reason. I mean, you could have some stress issues when it comes to specifically a situation in your life. But just as an overall, okay, look at your overarching theme. If you were to put one word to how you feel, what would that one word be? And if you're thinking stress, I'm tired, or gosh, I just don't know how to deal with life, then maybe you need to consider magnesium. Do and am I getting enough magnesium? Well, believe it or not, the daily recommendation for magnesium for females is 310 milligrams. For males, it's 400 milligrams. However, most of us average 250 milligrams. We're just not eating the right stuff. But you can increase your magnesium on purpose by what you eat. Yes, you can also take a supplement. But I say all of that, make sure you include your medical provider, your physician, whoever's caring for you, include them in this conversation so they're on board, because you may have other underlying factors that you need to consider. So it's not just about running out to the store and grabbing a bottle of magnesium and popping the pill. No, no, and oh no. Okay, you heard it here first. Make sure you talk to your medical provider. But let's talk about food first, because we can always eat better, I believe. I know I can. So what about bananas? Oh yes, bananas are good. Number two, avocados. Broccoli. Oh, we got to eat more broccoli. Broccoli is a magical, truly is a magical vegetable. If you can handle broccoli, for some people, it does give you gas. I'm just saying it like it is. I mean, come on, maybe TMI, but we're going to let it all hang out here, right? It creates your now. So bananas, avocados, broccoli, eat as much as you can. Number four, leafy green vegetables. The darker, the better. So maybe you want to do kale. If you can't handle kale, maybe you go to spinach. There are some people's body that just can't handle certain foods. There's nothing wrong with that, but find what works for you. And if you're making these changes, keep a food journal. So when you eat a new food that you're really thinking it's going to help you, make note as to how you feel afterwards, and make sure it's the only thing that you are eating that is new to your diet. So don't sit there and change five things, because you're not going to know which one is influencing your body accordingly, okay? What's actually giving those results to your body. So bananas, avocados, broccoli, leafy, green, dark vegetables. Number five, almonds or almond butter. Now, be careful. Don't go for that stuff that has all that added sugar. You want to get the real stuff. And if you've got a great, incredible mixer at home, I do, Vitamix. And no, Vitamix is not a sponsor of this podcast, but if they want to be, they can contact me. But with almonds or almond butter, you can make it yourself. And if you can make it fresh, oh, I would highly encourage it. But if you cannot, make sure you read the ingredients on the label of the almond butter that you're buying. Okay, there is a ton out there. There used to be only a few, but now it seems like there's hundreds of different almond butters. Find the one that works for you, that suits your taste, that has that creaminess, or maybe you want a little more chunky feel. There's no right or wrong, right? It's just what you want and what you will eat. And finally, number six, oh yes, chocolate. Specifically, dark chocolate. The darker you can go, the better. And keep in mind, you might be saying, okay, well, you asked me the question, what does craving chocolate mean? Well, it can mean that you're stressed. And for most of us, we are, right? That is our everyday, unfortunately. So guess what? You didn't hear it from me. Why not have a square a day of dark chocolate to keep the doctor away? Now, just like anything else, you can go overboard on it. Some people say having a glass of wine every night is fine, but then after that glass of wine every night, it's just not good enough. And the next thing you know, you need three or four or five glasses of wine. You know what I mean? You know where I'm going with this. So just be very mindful of how you're feeling, what your body feels, okay? So your emotional, your brain feeling, how's your head? Where's your head space when you eat certain foods? Where is your body? How does it feel? What are its sensations? What is it putting off? Are you feeling like you're just getting hot and sweaty and clammy when you eat certain foods? Okay, again, keep that food journal and only add in one new thing. Don't try to add in too many, because you're going to get confused. So when you come to chocolate, specifically the dark chocolate, when you have a square of dark chocolate, it's approximately 95 milligrams of magnesium is in there. Okay, just to give you an idea. So you know those brands that have the little square chocolates. Mm-hmm. But look on the back of the label. Don't ever hesitate to read what you're putting in your body. You get to decide, because only you know your body. So when you're looking at magnesium, understand this. This depletion doesn't give you the freedom to eat all the dark chocolate you want. I know, it would be nice, but let's be honest, it's still not good for us to overeat anything. We don't need to overindulge in dark chocolate as much as I'd like to myself, but it's to encourage you to have your magnesium checked when you have your blood work done. Once a year, if you're going for your well checkup, ask your doc, say, hey, can we just see where magnesium is? So yeah, I heard this crazy podcaster. She told me that, you know, magnesium is responsible for over 300 biochemical processes in my body. Well, I want to make sure it's doing what it needs to be doing, especially since it's in my bones. More than 50% is in my bones. I want to take care of my bones. And as you get older, you definitely want to take care of your bones. Also, if you're having any of the above symptoms, please, let me stress, please be sure to consult your medical provider specifically to what you should do for your health. Just because you're sleepy and you're not sleeping well doesn't mean that you're lacking magnesium. And just like anything else, yes, you can take too much. So be very cautious and mindful of what you're putting in your body and how to care for your body. Getting the minerals into our bodies is tough. Our soil is depleted, and yet our schedule is jam-packed. Busyness, remember, is that badge of honor. So honor your body instead of rushing through your day. Find a balance in what your body needs. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.